Yo, hey everyone. It's been a while since I've done a recorded update, I think. I mean, I can't remember the last time I did it. Anyway, here I am, wishing you all well. I think normally I try to do these early in the month, but this time I am not. It is mid-month, so belatedly, thank you to everyone who carried over your subscriptions into August. Is it August? It is August. Yeah, okay. Thanks everyone. What's going on? I guess the main thing is on the back of that poll I did last month about asking how people feel about a Discord server for some of the darker works that I might want to do. I've been working on that. Slowly, kind of like just learning how to make a Discord server and building it step by step. It will be out at some point. I have quite a busy time ahead over the next potentially like month and a half or so. Like I'd like to get it up as soon as possible, but I think I'm mid next month. Like I might have to go to Australia for a couple of weeks to help my dad move house. So possibly after that, possibly during. I don't know. Whenever it feels right, but I'm just sort of aware that there's a lot coming up. But that's kind of okay. I'm still in the process of, like building the server and stuff like that. Depending on how it goes and how popular it is, I may do a call out for moderators if anyone wants to do a moderating position. But we'll see. We'll see. That's all to be determined at a later date. For the time being, I'm just like basically building it and adding the bots and, figuring out how to set things up and stuff like that. So that's fun. It's an interesting process. Things on YouTube are a bit weird at the moment. Like YouTube has always been like very up and down for me. Like my channel was once deleted, but there's been other times where like it's a boom time and I've got, it gives you a thing where it says like subscribers in the last 28 days. And usually it's between 2,000 and 3,000 people, sometimes as high as like 5,000 at one point. But like this last week, it's just been like zero, which has never happened before. It feels very inorganic. I feel like something's up, but I have no idea what it is. I mean, it might just be like an error in logging the stats or something like that, because I'm still getting views on the videos and things. Although even that's less than it was. So I don't know. Maybe summertime, people are busy doing other things. But for it to drop so sharply is a bit weird. I was wondering if I was shadow banned, but. I don't think so. Like, I logged in from someone else's device the other day just to like check it and see if I could find my content, and I could. It shows up in searches and everything like that. So, I don't really know what's going on. Weird. But, yeah, anyway, I'll just carry on working, and hopefully it'll pass as these things have in previous times. I'm still getting like Patreon sign-ups and stuff like that as well. So yeah, I don't know. Something about it doesn't really add up. I don't really understand. But that's YouTube. I don't understand is like the, could be their fucking slogan, I guess. What else is happening? I've got a little trip to Italy at the end of this month, which should be good. Renting a car, gonna do some driving, eat some pizza, eat some pasta, swim in the Mediterranean, all that good stuff. I haven't really made a list of topics to talk about here. I'm really just freestyling it today. Because I guess I just wanted to mention like the Discord thing coming up mainly. I'm just like working on that as and when I have spare time at the moment. But I did a couple of audios ago do a little call out for questions if anyone wanted to do like, turn this into like a little kind of like informal Q&A. So let me read through here. What do we got? Domina in the details. Q&A, what has been the tipping point for this endeavor as Bad Fantasy? Tipping point to what, I suppose, would be my question, but I would consider the main tipping point, like if I'm just, taking it as like a general sort of thing. There was a point 6 months into doing this when I sort of just started making a bit of money off it, and it was basically like covering my living expenses. Nothing really on top of that, just like in the most basic sense of covering my living expenses. And that was when I was like oh, holy shit, this is like, this could be something. I can do this. You know, that was a great moment. That was a really exciting moment. Because I've always wanted to be a professional creative, but it's hard. It's really hard. And that was a kind of a moment where I was like, not only can I do this in terms of the audio work, but I might be able to fulfill my life stream of being a professional creative. So that was, I would say, a tipping point for when I started taking it like really seriously. Any surprising aha moments or epiphanies in your creative process? No, not really. I'm always surprised by what's popular and what's not. The ones I think are always going to be popular pretty much always like fall flat on their ass, and I'm consistently surprised by the stuff that does seem to get big numbers. So, I don't know. It just, you know, further reinforces my suspicion that I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just making it up as I go, but that's fine. And Amina also asks, are you satisfied with the progress, or do you feel you can do better? I'm never satisfied with any creative progress. Occasionally, I will have fleeting moments of satisfaction, and I try to chase that as much as I can, but it never lasts long. But that constant dissatisfaction is pretty much what drives me to try and be better all the time. You know, like, I'm never really content with anything. I'm always looking to improve and looking to do things better and stuff like that. I feel like in terms of the work I'm making, I am really, really happy with it. I'm satisfied with, like, the work I make as Bad Fantasy. I guess the main thing is that, you know, I would still like to build a bigger audience and stuff like that. The question is, how do you do that? I'm always trying new things and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. Things like what I was saying about how YouTube has just like suddenly died in the arse. You know, I guess it's easy to sometimes look at other creators who have like just seemed to have had like a smooth ride to success and be like, oh man, I wish it was as easy as that. But I don't know. In a lot of ways, I also think of it as just like, it's kind of like a business, you know, like there's ups and downs. And it's not just a smooth ride. And that's okay, because that's pretty much what it's always like for anyone. Usually, like 99 times out of 100. But yeah, I mean, I also do enjoy the ups and downs of the process ultimately. Like, I enjoy feeling like I'm living or dying by my own ideas, my own work, my own labor and creativity. It's a good feeling. What's next? Z has multiple questions. Hang on, I'll see. I don't think there's too many questions that were posted, so I'll see how many I can answer. Of Z's. Only three people really ask questions here, so like I'll try and answer a bunch of Z's questions. Do you believe more emotionally driven storylines will become a large part of your future catalog? Yeah, I quite like doing stuff where it's like it's not just all about sex, and I do have ideas about maybe sort of narrating, like writing and narrating my own audiobooks in the future, which would probably mostly be like erotic anyway, but they would have to have like a bit more of a emotional or that narrative storyline underneath it. So yeah, you know, I want to do more of that, but I feel like, you know, just horny kinky sex maniac audio will always be like the bread and butter probably. what else has he asked? I believe on one of your recent trips you informed us that you've been reading, I assume you are an avid reader, name three books you've read this year that you would recommend highly. I used to be a much more avid reader when I was like working kind of like a corporate office job. I read like a lot, but I don't really have as much spare time now. Or maybe like the way that I spend my time is different. Like ever since I turned my creative passions into a career, it's like completely just flipped around how I spend my time relaxing and all this kind of stuff. So I don't read, like I've read embarrassingly little now, I feel. But yeah, so having said that, three books that I've read this year that I would recommend, which I've enjoyed. One that I mentioned on Twitter is called All the Living and the Dead by Hayley Campbell. And it's her investigation into the death trade, the business of death, culturally around the world, how do different places deal with it, but mainly focusing on like how do we in the West deal with it? And why are we so bad at it, essentially? About how we try to hide death away and only really allow ourselves to see it when it's been very sanitized. Like the painful, difficult truth of death is something that we try to hide away from emotionally in the wider sense, but also like physically in terms of like how we engage with the dead. And, you know, considering death is such a big part of life, it's I find it a really fascinating question. So I've read a lot of books about death. I think I've mentioned this before, but yeah, I've something that I'm like eternally interested in. But it was like, she's a brilliant writer. Like, it's so engaging. Like, some of it is really beautiful and other parts of it are just like fascinating and dark. But it is like always super, super fascinating. Fantastic book. She's a great writer. I also read... Well, I'm kind of like halfway through this at the moment. It's called To Throw Away Unopened by Vivian Albertine, who used to be in The Slits, an old punk band from like 70s and 80s, who came out of London. And it's a sort of like a autobiographical work, largely about like raising her daughter and the death of her mother and how that impacted the family and everything, which is kind of one of these things. It probably sounds a little bit dull and dry, but... it's really, really well written. Like, it's got quite an interesting structure to it, and the way it moves forward is like quite fascinating. And you don't really need to know anything about like The Slits or London or whatever to appreciate it. And what was another one that I read that I've really enjoyed? Oh yeah, Warren Ellis, who is a very much like a musician in his own right, but he's mostly known these days as a member of the Bad Seeds, as in Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And him and Nick Cave do a lot of, what do you call it when you write? Film soundtracking, scoring. They write a lot of scores for movies these days. Anyway, Warren Ellis is an absolutely fascinating man. I first saw him on stage, like, can't remember exactly how long, but it was like back when I was living in Australia. And I just remember, like, he plays the violin on stage. And he sort of, like, plays it. He's got this like insane, like massive beard and this bald head, and he's really skinny and he always wears a suit. And when he plays the violin on stage, he kind of looks like someone who's basically sold his soul to the devil to be able to play violin like this. Like this kind of like mad rock and roll violin playing stuff. It's crazy. But he's like a fascinating man. Anyway, he wrote a book called Nina Simone's Gum, which is essentially about how years back when Nick Cave curated the Meltdown Festival in London, which is a thing that happens every year where they invite one big artist to essentially say, like, you've got this budget, you can host a festival in London over the course of like a week, and whatever artists you want to get to play, get them. And so, like, essentially, like, it's all a lot of times it'll be like, you know, Nick Cave's all their favorite artists and stuff like this will, yeah, it's a fascinating way to run a festival. So Nick Cave curated it one year and he had Nina Simone come and play shortly before she died. And wasn't really doing shows anymore. But there's this like amazing story about how the show was just apparently mind-blowingly beautiful and sort of just an absolutely epic performance. But Warren Ellis talks about how at the very start of the show, when Nina Simone walked out to like all this applause, he noticed that she took some gum out of her mouth and she stuck it underneath the piano before she started playing. And as soon as the show was over... and she left the stage, he ran onto the stage and he took this gum out from underneath the piano, which is like disgusting, but put it in his pocket and forgot about it. Anyway, years later, amongst like his friends and throughout the music industry and stuff like this, the story of like him owning this piece of Nina Simone's gum has become legend. And the gum itself has taken on this like mythic quality, like a holy relic, you know. And the story is essentially about, like, a lot about his life as an artist growing up in Australia and about the nature of hero worship and artistry and remembrance and just, like, lots of different things, really. And, yeah, and just kind of, like, what he does with this gum and how other people perceive the gum. And it's a really weird concept for a book, but it's fascinating. I've always loved Nick Cave's music and Warren Ellis as well, and I find them both fascinating people. So maybe that's why I found it so interesting. But yeah, loved those three books. They were all holiday reads, really. That's pretty much the only time I ever read anymore these days. What have we got? What else has he asked? What is the most complex soundscape you ever had to create for an audio? What was that audio? It would be the Storm one, the fifth one in the series, where it starts with Storm at home, takes a phone call, goes off into another room, and then we kind of follow Storm walking down outside through the street with the sounds of the forest, and then it cuts to Storm outside, but outside a bar at night where you can hear the noise from inside, getting closer and closer, opening the door, and then you're inside a bar. And then, I had to create, kind of a complex soundscape for, a busy bar where there's, bottle smashing and music and people talking. And then Storm goes into a back room of the bar where it gets quieter. And then the listener comes and joins them, and the door opens, and you can hear the noise from outside get louder for a moment. And then Storm goes outside again, so it gets louder, and then goes out the back of the bar into, the parking lot, where the forest comes back, and it just moving from place to place through so many different environments with all these incidental sound effects. And then there's the crowd as well during the fight scene. People being scared, people screaming, sound of fighting and bones snapping and feet scrapping over gravel in a parking lot. That took fucking ages. That was really hard. But I was really happy with the outcome. That was hands down just, oh man, that took a really, really long time. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I feel like I learned a lot. Lastly, a couple of questions from Oliver to finish off. Oliver says, do you ever think about learning a new language? Spicy, which language do you think sounds the hottest? Ooh, I am bad at languages. Growing up in Australia, learning languages in high school was not really a priority. I started learning French, and I can still kind of read a little bit of it, but I can't speak it. And I have a terrible, terrible memory. I'd never retain it. Even when I go to other countries and I take a guidebook, basic things like hello, goodbye, bill please, I have to read them 100 times before I can remember it. And even then, I'll probably forget it anyway, So I'd think... living in the UK, in London, there's so many people who are multilingual everywhere. A lot of the time I'll go away on holiday, and I remember I was in Iceland, me and my brother were there with a bunch of people, and we counted that around the table of four people, collectively 9 languages were spoken, and my brother and I contributed 1 language to that, and it was English. So it's embarrassing, but at the same time, I'm also prepared to say I'm going to humbly accept that I have no capacity to learn languages and just be eternally grateful that I happen to speak English as my native language and count my blessings that I can kind of get away with not having to speak other languages. Yeah, so I don't think I'll learn another one. But which language do I think sounds the hottest? That's a good question. I would say German. Germans are fucking hot, really hot people. And I know it's got this reputation as being an unattractive language to listen to, but I don't find that the case at all. I really like the sound of it. Great sounding language. But I guess I actually paused for a while there, I'm going to edit that out, but I really paused and actually thought about it for a second, for a few minutes. What do I actually find to be the sexiest language? I would actually say, there's something about the sound of a California surfer girl type accent, but when it's done with a really deep voice, that is probably for me the kind of slow talking, kind of cool, deep voice, California girl. I like that a lot as well. One thing I found, I've slept with a few Americans over the years, and something that always gets me is when Americans talk dirty, it's I guess because 99% of the porno in the world comes out of America, when an American person that I'm with is talking dirty in real life, it just automatically sounds like a porno to me. It's being in a porno. So yeah, I don't know. But generally speaking, I would say I'm not really an accent kind of guy. Voices generally, but accents specifically don't necessarily do it for me. How has 2022 been for you so far? That's a nice question. Thank you, Oliver. It's been a year of ups and downs, I would say. It's been a weird year. I'm still kind of like intending to move back to Australia sometime within the next couple of years. So after moving house recently, I don't know, I've got this like weird feeling like I'm enjoying myself and everything's good, but I kind of feel like I'm just stuck in the middle at the moment. Like I don't want to get too settled because I think I'm going to be moving to another country again. So, yeah, there's something in my head which is just not quite settling down and relaxing in the same way that I would if I was like properly settled at home. But having said that, I'm having a great time and having a good time with my painting. So yeah, I mean, that's all like pretty good stuff, I think. But yeah, I'm also feeling like, yeah, like in terms of my personal and professional life, it would be nice to feel a little bit more settled. And I'm hoping I can get there at some point. But yeah, things like, I mean, I already spent 5.5 weeks in Australia this year, and if I go again next month to help my dad move house, and then on top of that, I already have a trip booked back in like January, it's like, there's like a lot of moving around and a lot of feeling unsettled, and it makes it really hard to focus on like this and on my painting. Because like anything, you know, if you're going to really focus on something and try to improve, you essentially like have to stay still, right? Like you have to stay somewhere and like focus on it and have a space designated for it and give it the time and attention it deserves, which I am sort of like struggling with a little bit at the moment, but it's not like an insurmountable problem. Everything's ticking along and going well regardless, so like I don't want to complain too much. I do feel very lucky. I'm gonna leave it there. But yeah, I mean, if like I said before, if anyone is kind of interested in potentially being a Discord moderator at some point in the future, then yeah, keep an eye out. At some point, I might put a call out for it. I'll probably foolishly decide to try and do it myself first. And, you know, I'm sure I'll regret that quite quickly. And then when I do is when I'll put the call out for moderator applications. So wish me luck until then. In the meantime, I will see you again soon with the next audio. I don't know what it will be, but I'm sure it will be out soon enough. Bye.